Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And you know what? I'm grateful that Jesus Christ has given us opportunity to give the Word of God to you. I want to welcome all of you that listen to this broadcast all over the world. I want to welcome you, India, Canada, welcome. In Jesus' name, welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. And anyone else, any other country that I've left out, welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise to God. So, once again, those of you that follow us, it is Friday. You know what that means. Heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And I'll be joining them tonight. Thank God. Once again, for a blessed opportunity, the door that he has opened unto us to be able to give the gospel unto you. And as we await until my brother come on to jumpstart this, head it off, once again, I want to say unto all of you that's listening, praise be to God. You know, glory to God. I thank God that he has, in his word, shown us how to obtain what we need from him. He has given us the formula. He did not leave us blind. And so really, it's on us when we don't apply the formula. And the heading of the formula is dealing with the faith, the God kind of faith. And once again, the Bible let us know that the God kind of faith doesn't depend on feelings. God kind of faith takes God at his word. The God kind of faith does not have to see any proof according to the senses first. None of that. It's just that with the God kind of faith, one say, hey, if God said it, I believe it, point blank. And these are the days of faith. Jesus asked an interesting question. He said, would I find faith on earth when I come? You know, it's very interesting that he had to ask that question. Have you ever thought, why would Jesus have to ask such a question? I want you to think on it. Hallelujah. Because, people, these are the days of faith. And I'm here to tell you that just like you you see bodybuilders exercising their muscles to grow, faith is going to have some resistance in order to grow. I'm telling you, you want to walk in a greater faith, you're going to have some resistance. That's where your trials come in. Amen? And I know it sounds easier said, okay? I know it sounds like that. I'm not saying that trials is, quote, just easy. Do say this, for our faith to grow, that's one of the things that has to happen. It has to have some resistance, just like that muscle, in order for it to grow. I sense the Holy Ghost right now. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody, glory. Somebody needed to hear this today. Somebody right now, I don't know where you're at. I don't know who you are. But you needed to hear this. Because God wants your faith to grow. We got to keep that in mind, too. God is not out there trying to destroy us or make us fail. You know, some of us have we have grabbed that type of mentality that when these certain tests come in our life, as if God is trying to make us fail. God is not purposely trying to make you fail. He permits these tests. But one of the reasons is that our faith will grow. Because those things you need, God wants to give it to you. Amen? For some of you, you're going through right now, at one time you was turning to the left, turning to the right for help on things, and now you're seeing that those doors have been closing. And it seems like you're at a point where your hands are tied. How many know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been at a point? You know, there's some things, you know, by faith, we have to walk by faith. And there's some things we have to do on our part. But have you ever been in a situation and in a time where, in a place where your hands were tied? I'm talking about to a point where you could not do, there was nothing you could do, okay, but believe. Do you know that's some of the greatest times or greatest miracles that Christ was able to perform? You know, he lets us, in many instances, get to that point. Hallelujah. Because he wants to perform this miracle. And he lets us get to that point, bear in mind, looking for us to still believe in him. Huh, yes, 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 you do. And in this time of even the coronavirus don't stop God from being God. It don't stop God's power from activating. And I think that at this time we lost sight of that. I'm talking about among the body of Christ. We lost sight of that. Despite what has happened with this coronavirus, we've lost sight as if God is, as if it has caused God not to be God, or at a point where, like, God's power don't work during this time. Like, this thing is so strong that God's power can't compare to it. You understand what I'm saying? And this is the time, and like I said, and God have let me see, during this time of the coronavirus, there's some things concerning the body of Christ that was exposed. It was just exposed. And Lord God, help us. That's what I say, help us. Because I'm here to tell you, and this is not to scare nobody, but there are greater things than this yet to come. Okay? Hallelujah. You know, it's just like certain trials you go through. Well, if you're not able to take this particular trial that come your way, how are you going to go to something greater? My God. And I know some of you listening, you're saying, well, Brother Nate, that's easier said. I know it sounds like it's easier said. I did not say it wouldn't be a challenge. But I do say this, it is a victory we can attain in Christ Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah, glory to God. We're looking at a time now, to be honest with you, with this coronavirus. You know, people just study looking at news, and you notice all the reporting that they're doing on this stuff. Some things they saying this, and then they saying that about the same thing. Let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, 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 my dear brother. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us through Jesus Christ. Blessed day, a wonderful day, a marvelous, wonderful, excellent day the Lord God has given us. So we will so be exceedingly glad and rejoicing in it because of him. Let us be glad and rejoice in him and for him, because his kingdom of God is coming. And Jesus is to reign. So another beautiful day, lovely day. Praise the Lord, Jesus. You know, it's just an awesome, lovely, beautiful day. Depends on what side of the street you're standing on.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, I'm standing under the King umbrella, the King of Kings, citizen of the Kingdom of God. So I'm just grateful that. A way was made for I become a citizen of the kingdom of God in Christ. So thank God. Thank God for this, what do they call it, the sixth day of the week. And so we've seen another 6 day, brother.
Yes, sir.
And it's awesome. We've still been breathing and moving and having our being and focus on the light and the Lamb that sits on the throne. So that's our focus and our purpose and where we get our mission from. So thank God. You're on the other side down there in Mississippi. well, all the good food and water and everything out, and I'm way in this, they refer to this, the word of the Lord, the angels of God said, this Chicago is a wicked place, a wicked city. So I just, you know. So, somebody got to be here, you know, so in this place. And while I'm here, I'm just going to enjoy myself. You know, I was telling, about three months ago, everybody to enjoy their family, enjoy their friendships, and enjoy their working, enjoy their lives and children and everything. Just enjoy. Hallelujah. Now they shut together in the house and can't get out. They either got to enjoy one another, hate one another, despise one another, can't ready to get rid of one another, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
So learning to enjoy what the Lord has provided for you in this most excellent way. Thank God for Sister Mary Gillespie. She's reached 85 years, according to our calendar on earth. And
okay. Praise the Lord.
So we bless the Lord for her and another year, because she got a whole year, didn't she get a day? So I'm not going to just bless her for her day. I'm going to say bless her for her birth year, a year she got.
Amen. Amen. Right.
So thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Reverend Jerome Bruce. He's coming through, and he's rising
Amen.
Again to take over the mantle that's where his wife left off. And we praise the Lord for that. We speak to it as the heir of faith. Thank God for his son, keeping there to help him and to rise also and complete and finish the work the Lord has placed upon him. Thank God for that. Thank God for our brother, strategist, visionary, Emmanuel Murphy is his name. Praise the Lord for Jesus. Let's
Amen.
Upset the card and call. Well, why don't we just call him Evangelist so that he can press, go against the wall. Evangelist, don't go through the wall, Brother Manuel. Don't go through the wall, please. I just, amen. So this is a woman's night. This is what they call handmaids in light, the helpers of the gospel. Paul called them the helpers of me in the faith, the core laborers. He called the women. He had so many women with him in the labor in the gospel, going for him. And you see so many names of the women in the epistles. You said, goodness gracious, all these women. And I guess they were really helpers to him in the gospel. He called them his helpers or ministers, fellow ministers, in our term, fellow ministers and helpers in the gospel of Christ. So we celebrate the handmaids and knights all over the world. Amen.
Amen.
You was getting your Baptist shout on, brother. I heard, you know, this boy got you finna get your Baptist shout on. I heard you going.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
going
yeah. The Spirit of the Lord just gave me to just talk to the people about right now the God faith. You know, God, brother. He gave us something to hold on to and believe in. Amen. He didn't leave us blind. He didn't tell every man being for
yeah.
yourself. Amen. He gave us something. Hallelujah. He gave us something to believe
yeah.
in
yeah.
and hold on to. He said, I give you my word. Brother, you
well,
have your word.
You know,
if you can't keep your word, who gonna trust? Amen.
Well, now wait a minute, now, brother. A lot of people today don't believe in absolutes. So absolute truth or absolute word of God. So, you know, you have to give them a scenario and narrative about, because a lot of people in this world life don't believe in the absolutes anymore. Absolutely, is the living God. Absolutely, this is the word. Absolutely, he created the heavens and earth. Absolutely, he created all things for his glory. Absolutely, there's no absolutes. So you just make it up as you go along. Well, it's a shock. It's a shock. It's kind of a shock, brother, when you tell somebody about the absolutely, hallelujah, he absolutely gave his life and died and absolutely rose on the third day and sent it to heaven and loosed the captive. And at the right hand of the Father, he's interceding. He's absolutely watching over his joint heirs, his people. He's absolutely present on this earth in the person of the Holy Ghost. I guess they might call us fanatics, brother. fanatics.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
among other words.
Amen.
Among other words.
Yeah, a few other words.
Amen.
By the way, if you want to throw some tomatoes, I love tomatoes. So if you want to throw some tomatoes on us, please just keep throwing them because I love tomatoes. They're good for you, your immune system. For you. I just love them. And if you got any avocados you want to throw, got any aloe vera plants or you want to throw, just throw them on here. And, you know, spirulina or broccoli, any of those oranges and tangerines and all that and alkaline water, just throw it at us. It's okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And
amen.
By the way, since I was raised in the South for a little while, if you got some buttermilk out there, throw it too. Okay.
Got the buttermilk, huh?
Yeah, but I don't want none of this city pasteurized milk. I don't want none of that. I ain't going to make no comments about that. But if you got some real buttermilk fresh from the cow who has not been eating all that old pasteurized and poison grass, I don't want, you know, the cows, they feed them, they pasteurize and put all this poison on the stuff and the cows and everything are eating this stuff, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
And it's causing all kind of problems in people's body. And wonder why they eat all this meat and all this stuff that's coming from the waters and the meat, which is called a curse in the last days. So when Jesus said, I'll bless what you bless. So when I eat my stuff, I make sure I should put your blessing on here, Jesus. Blessed, sanctified, real good.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. My God, you got to pray. If you got tap water, you got to put your hand on and anoint it. And then I put my hand over this tap water, Jesus, and all the poison and chemicals, and I bless it for your name's sake that it do me no harm. So you got to bless everything now.
Amen.
You got to bless everything now, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So it's a wonderful night. It's kind of a little cool today. Not really cool, but I guess they say it's going to get down to 39 tonight. But I guess it's in the 50s today. It was kind of really nice in the 50s, close to 60. I feel it's about, you know, close to 60 or 50s. But it's supposed to get on 39. I just can't help but shout. When they say 39, brother, I say, oh, that's the, I want to shout, you know.
Yeah.
I know y'all happy for us up here, I know.
Oh, yeah, we, in fact, you know, since you were talking about 39, we rather y'all have it all. We don't want any. Thank you for wanting to share, but y'all can go ahead and keep it.
I just love it. Just send it on. Anybody got some 38, 28 degrees, send it on up this way. I don't want to make too many people unhappy because I know there'll be a group of people be unhappy, but that's okay. They're going to get their sunny shine after a while. In fact, Brother Nate, in the book of Isaiah who prophesied that they're going to come, that the sun is going to become as seven times hot as the light of the moon. So since you don't like hot weather, brother, you know, all your people that's coming today soon where the sun is going to get seven times hotter and draw, as in Revelation says, Isaiah said in 32 that the sun, the light of the moon, the sun going to get seven times hot. So all you people that love hot weather, and since y'all love hot weather, it's coming. So don't get mad at me.
That's when you hear the prayers asking Jesus to be a spiritual air conditioner. I know how
people.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going to ask him to be a spiritual agony.
You're going to ask for that spirit. But you know, the children of Israel walked under the air condition 40 years. And Shatakaba, they walked under a sunscreen and a umbrella for 40 years in the desert, through the wilderness. And to think about the cloud, the glory of God over them, was as a deflector and a sun shield and an air conditioner. So you can't get no better than that, brothers. So it can't get no better than that.
Okay. Well,
Now, listen to this. Huh? As they walked, they got a complaining spirit and a murmuring spirit. And he was treating them special. He giving them air conditioning, a sunscreen, the cloud of glory over them by day, and a fire by night. And they just, you know, and then he gave them a miracle, and upon miracle, the clothes did not wear out for 40 years. The clothes they was on their back didn't even wear out for 40 years. The shoes, yeah. one pair of shoes lasted 40 years, Brother Nate. 40 years. We need
some
pair of shoes,
brother.
Though.
Yes, we do. Unheard of. Do you imagine how many companies, shoe companies, would be upset?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just going to say, you want a shoe, they're going to keep you for 40 years. I can imagine the price they'll put on that one shoe.
Oh, my goodness. By the time the shoe company get back in business, they'll be on triple the price, because right now they're experiencing a close down, and all the big and companies are getting a humbling feeling. They know what it be now to lack something, because the poor people have been lacking all the time. So it ain't too much of a big deal to them for them to be lacking. So, you know, that's how it go. So it's a joyful day. And everybody that wants a supernatural miracle from God, he is present to give a supernatural miracle to those that qualify.
Amen.
I'll say it again. God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit in Christ is ready to give a supernatural release to all those that qualify to receive it. And those that are not quite qualified, he just might breathe on you anyway, because he's a good God and merciful and kind and compassionate. So, hallelujah. Thanks be to God who kept us alive and preserving us without fear. Brother, you're not walking in fear just because of a little, what they call it? They call it a little pandemic or what I think. I don't even want to mention it. I ain't going to be focused. I just can't focus my attention on that. I got to focus my attention on the purpose and the mission of God for every day, because I spend all my time focusing on that, and I need to focus not on this, on that. I need to focus on purpose of God's every day, because I
Amen.
Think this thing
Amen.
Is joined. This thing is getting too much attention. It getting too much worship.
Too much.
It getting much attention, and we're getting off. We getting off. Our mind is getting off the purpose for life and the purpose of Christ.
Amen.
And that.
Amen.
And we're getting sidetracked here. So all you believers, get your mind back on Jesus and see what the purpose of Jesus is for your mission. Hallelujah.
And, you know,
and I just want to.
You know what, brother?
Huh?
And you know
What's
what
that?
On that note, too? You know, some believers stay in front of some believers stay in front of the TV set. The news.
Mm-hmm.
The news is the news. One minute they saying they believe the warm weather going to kill it, and the next minute they said they don't believe the warm weather going to kill it. You know, some things you just don't need to be watching, because it's going to do something against your faith. And I hope that there people
well,
hearing that.
Well, you know, yeah, that's true. But it's okay, I think, for people, if they want to get a new press to see what's going on in life, okay.
But, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not against that, but I just focus on that. Looking at that every time.
Continually. And some people, you know, they try to keep up with every broadcast, the governor and the mayor. But here's the thing. I believe the believers, I'm talking about the believers now in Christ, they need to be focused on heaven and not so much on the state house. They don't heard what they said, but they need to be focused and see what God is saying. If we turn our attention, see what is Jesus saying in the midst of it? We focus too much on, you know, this stuff is drawing too much attention away from Jesus. You know that?
It is. That's right. Exactly right.
And it's not supposed to be doing that for the believers in Christ, those that are seated in Christ. And I can understand the world, the nation, that their mind is drawn and taken. But believers, the redeemed believers, are not supposed to be focused on this. They need be focused on the Lamb of God. Who see what is he saying during this time? What is he speaking? What are we supposed to be doing? But if you keep your mind on that stuff, it'll blow you into fear and to bondage and to worry and anxiety. And I ain't going to focus on it, brother, because I already know that greater is he that's from me. I don't need to worry and fret. I need to be wise and walk in faith and walk in victory and not walk in fear. I didn't say walk in foolishness now. I didn't say walk
right.
in ignorance and stupidity.
Right.
I said walk in faith in the wisdom of God. And I can not fear. Why the it's so much fear that is being spread. And it has affected the redeemers in the church world.
Strongly.
And so I just, and the body of Christ, it's kind of affecting them like it ought not to be, I think. Just my opinion. So tonight.
Oh, no, that's actually the truth, brother. Actually the truth.
And so I feel for those that are infected and those that lost loved ones. Of course I feel for those families and loved ones that are affected and are in serious condition. Some of them are passing away. I feel empathy for their heart. Of course I do. I care about that. I'm concerned about that. But we need to focus on heaven. I said we need to turn our broadcast to heaven. We need
right.
to get our antenna hooked up to see what heaven is saying. Is that right? You think I'm right about
Amen.
It?
That's right.
Now, I believe it's okay to listen to the news that's going on to a certain extent to be informed. But I don't look at the TV this stuff all day. I look at it once in the morning, may look at it, see what a little bit, and then I'm through with it. I'm through.
Right.
I gotta focus on. I gotta get my mind. I gotta get my mind focused because I get in fear. I'll get in bondage. I begin to think
right.
that the doctors hold the answer. I thank God
right.
for our doctors and our medical people, and I thank God for them. They're a lot of help. But ultimately, they're not going to be the real answer for the complete solution. God is using the medical profession, using the caring people, feeding people, hungry people. God is giving grace for people to reach out to people. That's wonderful, and that's God's moving to help people. But what do he really want us to learn from this? So I want to focus on tonight. I just happened. I don't know why, Brother Nate. This evening, mentioned to me the angels of God. I was intending to share with something else, but then he said the angels of God. Now, my focus is to speak or share, testify, or if the sisters want to come on and take over, it's all right. If the women around the world want to have a prayer request or say something, or the women of God would want to ask a question. Now, I want to say this before I get started. You made a statement about people that come to interrupt. That sometimes you get people that come on this broadcast just to interrupt, call contention, to make a joke and make fun and make lightly, and even just come with foolishness. And that's going to happen. And everything you do, you're going to have the foolish, the unwise, the distractors, the contentious, the people want to make light. That's serious. And you got people out there who have a problem who don't fear God, who have no fear of anything. They'll come on and say some foolish stuff and think it's a joke, and they'll bring a curse on their life. So when people come under here and they're not for real and genuine, have a genuine, we're going to cut them off. And I'm 100% behind that. Regrettably, you have to do that. And I'm not afraid. I'm not shaky. If it's necessary to do that, I'm for that. So, you know, now and then that's going to happen, and we'll have to say thank you and goodbye. And I don't, you know, don't joy in that, but I'm glad you got the switch, brother, because I'll reach over there and switch it myself. if your finger, and they can throw all the tomatoes at me, because, you know, I don't care. I don't care nobody throwing any tomatoes at me. Amen. They can throw all they want a basket full, because you got to do what you got to do, bro. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's just like I was riding a Greyhound bus going somewhere, and he told the people in the back, the young people, run to the back so they can smoke and do their stuff on the bus. He said, I'm making this announcement for the bus started. There will be no loud music. There will be no smoking, no matter in the back. if I catch you, I'm stopping the bus, and I'm going to put you off. So that some of the young ones headed to the back of the bus like they usually do, you know, even with their loud music or whatever they're trying to do, and smoke a marijuana puff. So the truck driver, we was going down the road, and the Greyhound driver said, "Did I not tell you all?" So he went back there, "Get off. Get off now." Well, I tell you something, somebody got to be in charge of this bus, or else they'll make it a smokestack. So somebody got to have authority. Somebody got to be driving the steering wheel. And those things that are not acceptable, you have to say, "Oh, nope, out, out." So I just want to, I don't apologize for this. Jesus told the people when he got that whip, You know what Jesus did when he got that little whip and he went to the temple? He started throwing tables, whipping. Man, he started slinging tables. Wait a minute, Jesus. You're not overturning tables and sheep. You ain't doing that, are you, Jesus? And whipping them and said, "Get out of my father's house." Enough of this. Get out. Making my father's house a den of thieves. Get out. And he had a whip in his hand. He started cracking. Must sound like lightning. So here's the thing. Those, we love you all. We beseech you, don't try to do something foolish. We know people got problems, and they're called with all kind of mental problems and emotional problems. But we're not going to allow you to use this broadcast for any time of unnecessary foolishness. And I say this without trying to be harsh, but being real. And Shatakala, you know, you have to keep order and authority in every place you go to. And you'll have to learn that in life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
We love you all out there, saints. We don't love everything that people are doing or what they're engaged in. Not at all. A brother taught on adultery this week, and there's a spiritual side of adultery, emotional side, and a physical side of adultery, breaking a covenant. And it is probably the thing that's raging a lot in America, especially about broken covenant with marriage and wife and stuff like that. And it's happening a lot in America and in the Western world. And so because they have treated marriage covenant very lightly, and they are going outside of the marriage, out of their vow, or doing things that God commanded us not to do, breaking our vow. A lot of lives are affected by infidelity. When one mate that is married or going outside of a relationship, out of the marriage, doing something which is uncommonly now becoming a serious threat to relationship and marriage. And I want to say this, when brother was breaking up, he's talking about marriage pragmatically between a man and a woman, because God does not, and we don't, not making fun of nobody, God does not recognize any marriage between a man and a man and one woman. He does not recognize that.
Amen.
So I don't recognize that. I recognize people, they're confused, and I love them, but God does not recognize any marriage or relationship between man and man and woman and woman. So I just want to get that straight. When he said, if there is two people that's male and female, they have a relationship and call this a marriage, they're in abomination. Not only are they indulging in fornication, but they, you know, it covers it all. So I don't, I'm just saying what God says, and I'm not trying to be harsh, but brother, I'm going to say this. A lot of ministers are afraid to tell what I call the unpleasant truth.
Right.
Because it's to tell people about the other side of the gospel of justice and judgment, that's not a popular message. So people don't preach that because it's not popular, and people don't like that.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And so, you know, you get asked a question by a major minister, like I was listening to this major minister, and he's one of the major ministers in the United States, has the largest church, I think maybe the largest evangelist church in the United States, and he's asking this question: what do you think about homosexual marriage and two men and two women? And I'm listening to this now because I know he's a man of God. He reads the Bible and he's evangelist man, and he hard around that question. He danced to this sign, he danced on that sign, and he danced around it, and he tried to find a. I'm listening to. I said, this man has got thousands and thousands of people in his church, and thousands of people watching him and admiring him, and on a simple question, biblical question, he could not straightly come out. Well, I see it like this. No, we don't want to see how you see it. We just want to know what God
Amen.
Says. We already know. And so I was really disappointed in him. But
yeah.
that's and he got one of the largest church in the United States. And another one, several churches, the largest, they hee-haw around the questions that are necessary for people to answer to NASA. Too hot, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
You're not meant to be a chef and a cook.
Amen.
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 Okay. And we know that people are going to, because of the sinful nature, people are going to sin and live in sin and do abominable things. That's just a part of the fallen nature of man. And we also know that redeemed people and saved people are going to make mistakes or fall into traps too. That's happening and will happen, just like it happened to King David. So we're not going to give up on people. They can be recovered, redeemed, and be delivered from those things if they choose to. And if people want to be redeemed and recovered, the Lord has made a way for them to recover. We love them. If you fall, you're ensnared, you can be recovered. But don't go willingly and thinking that there's going to be no consequences. So sometimes people go outside of marriage, and the marriage don't survive it and don't get over it. And I ain't going to lie to people and tell people that, it's going to be all right. No, sometimes it don't be all right because one part said, no, I'm not forgiving you and I can't trust you and I'm going on. And so, we know that some relationships cannot get over and build trust again. Some people can. They have enough love and grace and patience. They can. And I could tell you several stories about personal things. I know people have come to me and they've got over them. But some people cannot get over that, and some marriages do not survive that. Don't make foolish, unwise decisions. I know you're human. You can fail. You can fall. You can stumble. And even if you're in Christ, you're still in this flesh, and you're subject to temptation if you're not wise. All right, then. The angel of God. And I don't see nobody. I love. God's love is, Christ is so great, it can recover anyone that wants to be recovered. Let me make this. Anyone, Jesus found all kind of people in any conditions, and he came to seek and save. So let's not think that it's impossible. The devil tell you, well, I fell into homosexual, I fell into adultery, I fell into bisexual, I fell into drugs and gambling, I fell into this, grumbling this. Jesus got a way of deliverance if you want to find it, if you really want to find it back, okay? Jesus has a recovery program. It may be difficult, but you can find deliverance and find restoration. And don't let any devil tell you, well, I done messed up. I just better keep on going down this road to hell. No, that's not God talking to you. That's not the Holy Spirit talking to you. That's that devil trying to take you all down to hell, okay, and
Amen.
Tell you there's no forgiveness. And no matter how many people point at you when you make a mistake, the people that point at people and say they ain't going to never make no mistake, yeah, baby, you just keep pointing at the people, you're going to find yourself in a mistake that you're going to need the mercy of God. Amen. You know, when Jesus found Mary Magdalene, who was what they call a prostitute, and the men were going to stone this woman to death, according to the law of Moses, Jesus came upon this woman, Mary Magdalene. He asked her protectors, he says, before you condemn her and cast the stone and and want to stone her to death. You that are without sin, you throw the first stone.
Amen.
So there, he said, all of you without any sin, I want you to throw the first, to throw the rock. So the Lord leads for us to have mercy. You know why? Because we are going to need mercy on something. No matter what a person does, however, remember this, mercy is given to them. They may not take it. But remember, you are, or any verse is going to need mercy along this way. We were saved by mercy, and we're going to have to be redeemed and delivered by mercy again, because everyone's going to have a failure. I hear people say something, they came to Christ, they have had no failures. I don't need to discuss that. because you're going to have a failure. Whether it's intentionally or unintentionally, you're going to have a failure. If you live in this flesh, you will make a mistake, whether it's intentionally or not intentionally. There may not be a mistake. It may not be an honest mistake. You just may choose to go into darkness. Either way it go, you may be overthrown or seduced. But listen here. Jesus said to Mary Magdalene, where are your condemners and accusers? He said, I condemn you not. Go and sin no more. So he's always willing to bring us back from a deep fall. Now, people are not going to forgive you easily. If people, I know, because I made mistakes, and I don't point fingers no more. I open my hand and say, do you want a way back? I don't point the finger. I say, do you want a way back or recover now? My hand is open now. Because it's easy to condemn. And you, when you make a mistake, you're going to want mercy and deliverance. So when I point the finger, you must also point the finger and says, do you want a way back? God has not closed the door. Come back. All right. Let's move on, brother.
Amen.
Listen. Listen. I was in a meeting in this, I happened to visit this one night, and so this homosexual guy came in. And at the end of the day, he had HIV, and he was a homosexual. And he says, he kind of, you know, got up. Well, I don't believe this, I don't believe this. And so he told the minister, stood up and said, well, and the minister asked him, well, if you don't believe, what are you doing here? Well, my homosexual friends, my homosexual mate put me out because I got HIV. All of them didn't want to help me now. I ain't got no job or nothing. I got HIV. I said, well, why don't you go to them since you, you know, live the homosexual? Well, they put me out. They don't want to be bothered because I got HIV. And so then he came into this church. He wanted help now, but he had a really bad attitude. Well, I don't believe, you know, just got up and said all kind of stuff. And after the person got through was preaching, well, I don't believe. I said, right. Well, then the minister said, well, I don't understand. Why are you here asking for help if you don't believe? Why don't you go back to your friends, your homosexual friends? They don't want to be bothered with you anymore. Okay? People will throw you to the curb, bro. I said, they'll throw you to the curb. People will throw you to the curb, and as they throw you, they'll walk on you.
Amen.
But thank God for Jesus, the loving kindness. Today we're going to talk about the angels of God. Let's go and talk about the angels of God today. Often we talk about demons and devils and evil works and witchcraft and sorcery, all darkness. Let's talk about our special help, the angels of God. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13. Verse 14. And what about the angels of God? Let's learn something about the special side that we need to know more in this generation. As time get more difficult, more problems, we're going to need know what are the angels God are assigned to do. Why? What is their duties? What's their calling of the angels of God? Let's see, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13. Have you got it there, brother?
Amen. The word of God says, "But to which of the angels said he at any time, 'Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool'? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?"
My goodness, I believe I want to shout on that, brother. Is that okay?
Amen. It's okay.
Is that not good news? Huh?
That's great news. Great news.
I mean, all you out there, the word of God has not changed. The promise of God is still there. 2020, it's the same. What do you glean from that statement, brother, that caused you want to shout and rejoice about the angels of God?
Well, to seeing that the word of God said that not only that they're ministering spirits, but they're sent forth for a particular purpose. And that purpose is to minister for them. That's what gets me want to shout, because they tell me that God has assigned them to minister for us who are heirs of salvation.
Man, that's the kind of news we ought to be tuning into, don't you think?
Amen. Amen. I can watch that news all day, bro.
You can watch that TV and turn on that channel of heaven. Let's turn on the channel of heaven. Let's see what heaven has to broadcast to us. Are they not all, did he say, are they not all ministering spirits? Angels of God are ministering spirits. And one of their assignment and purpose is to what?
To minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation.
Wow. I mean, you can put me out, but I'm still going to shout on that. I mean, amen.
Amen.
You can close your ears, but I want to shout about heaven's broadcast, about the job and things of the angels. Are they not all ministering spirits? They are called to minister. Wow, all. It said all. Did it say all? Are they not all ministering spirits? All of them.
Amen.
Wow. Man, that's a whole big basket of hope and a sigh of relief. A sigh of relief.
Amen.
My God. Woo. Shout. I believe we ought to shout off of that, Jesus. Man, you have given them to be ministering spirits to those that are heir of salvation. Man, that salvation plan is okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So this is a lot of benefits, the great benefits. Let's go to Matthew's chapter 18. Matthew's chapter 18, verse 10. And let's hear some more good news from heaven about the angels of God. Hallelujah. Their purpose, their assignment, and what they are to do. Why were they created? Matthew 18, verse 10.
The word said, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven."
Wow. That sounds another jump your rope, happy dancing, hallelujah, rejoicing. Are they not, what? He's talking about the little ones, about the little children. I take it to be about the little ones, the little children. But I also take it a little further. I think it's talking about the children of God. And because we are the little ones, we become as little children in his sight. And so I believe it's a double-fold blessing. Angels, guardian angels, it talks about guardian angels. You mean tell me that the little children that's been coming over, they have guardian angels? Woo, man, I don't know what I'd have made if I didn't have my guardian angels preserving me all this time, brother, because I made some missteps when I was out there, you know. The bullet didn't get
Amen.
Me. I mean, the car didn't turn over. I remember so many things I got through, brother, and of course, the world called it luck, but it was my guardian angel. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Wow. How did I get through that? Woo, man, that was a close call. It was the angels of God of mercy. Hallelujah. It was the prayers of the saints and moving the angels to deliver us. And he said, always behold the face of his little ones. So you got to be careful how you treat these little children, because there's an angel watching you, and you got to be careful how you treat the people of God. Touch not my anointing, because the angel of the Lord is there. So you got to be very careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now,
yes, Lord.
We are rejoicing at what God has given us to help us and benefit us in this life, the angels of God. We don't talk enough about this, what they call it, pandemic virus. I'm about to turn my eyes and ears to heaven now. I want some good news now. Shoots for that.
Amen.
Oh, man. Now let's go to, what is it, Psalms, the book of Psalms, verse 34, Psalms 34, verse 7. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm in tune to heaven tonight.
Amen. Yeah, you got it on the right news channel, brother. Now you're finna come with another news reporter. Now, let's look at the third news reporter. Psalms chapter 34, verse 7. The news reporter, David, says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver them."
No. Are you got both legs and 2 feet? You can shout on that, brother.
You can shout on that. You can shout on it.
Why am I living in fear?
Hallelujah.
Why am I living in anxiety? Why am I living in distress and unrest? You want to read that again, brother, just in case somebody didn't have their hearing aid turned up?
Yes, sir. We'll read it again. Give them a chance to get on the right news channel. All right.
Yes.
Praise be to God. The news reporter David said, given to him by the Lord, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver them."
Brother, is that a S on the angels? Is that a just singular or plural?
Well, it's a singular.
Well, in some interpretation, it's plural. In some interpretation, we got many interpretations out of the original language, but it's singular because you find other confirmation that angels follow into groups under a leader, and they have a leader, and it talks about more than one, most of all of the time, but angels, the angels of the Lord, plural, encamp around them that what?
That fear him, that feared him, and delivered them.
No, it didn't say deliver them. No, it didn't. No, it didn't say
that. Said that. That's what the reporter told you. David, the reporter, told you and delivered them.
David, you sure you copied that correctly from the Lord? Did you sure you got that correct, King David? Did you really got that copied down correctly? They deliver us.
Yes, sir.
They're delivered.
Yes, sir.
They come. They have purpose. They have these are the warring angels. Brother, these are the protection angels to deliver us. So let's get our mind where it ought to be and when our faith where it ought to be. So the angels can deliver me. I know the angel has delivered me on many things, brother. I shot to a cop up. Yes, I can say that. I can say it with a straight face. I don't need nobody to pat me on the back. I don't need nobody to say I can say what I say. And I know that which I say, and I can speak boldly and surely what I say. The angels of God, wow. The angels of my God had protection. Well, the president got and governor got secret, what they call it, secret service protections?
Yeah. Yeah.
we got a protection detail assigned to the believers if you utilize it and you're walking in the fear of God. Is that all right, brother? We got our own.
Amen.
And I said, we got a protection detail called the angels that's ready to come to our rescue if we walk in the fear of God and to deliver us. Did it say deliver us?
Amen.
Well, I can say I've experienced this in my life, and I give glory to God. I give glory to God. Now, let's look at Psalm 68. Psalm 68 and verse 17.
Psalms
Psalm 68 in verse 17. Okay. The word of God says, the chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place.
Ooh, brother, if we could just get a glimpse of what he's saying to us. Ooh, we'll lift up. We will be lifted up in faith today and rejoice and have joy. In this holy place. That's why we got to stay in that holy place, brother, you know.
Amen.
There's safety in the holy place, isn't it?
Amen. Amen.
If you're walking in the holy place, you can lay down and go to sleep. Wait a minute.
Yes, yes.
You can walk without fear. Even our evil is encroaching in the earth. You can walk without fear and without worry. I mean, you don't have to have any worry attacks, do you? You don't have to have an anxiety attack. That's not the will of God. God has not given it the spirit of what? Fear. Timothy 1 and 7. God has not given it the spirit of worry. Philippians 4. God has not given it the spirit of be troubled. John chapter 14. He has not given us to walk in fear, but walk in faith. Joshua 1, but to walk in faith and courage. He has given us to walk in faith and courage and said, be not dismayed, be not cast down, neither fear. For the Lord thy God is with thee to deliver thee, to deliver thee. That's his desire. Many people don't get delivered, and they're Christians because their mind and their faith often is in a different direction. This happens sometimes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They're not walking often in the fear of the Lord and the holy place where they can rely upon the angels of deliverance in Jesus' name. No, we don't pray to angels. We're not. We're going to find out that we don't pray to angels. I know the Catholic Church, they do all that good stuff. But let's move on. 68. How many said 20,000 of them? 10,000. Now, in the Bible, it doesn't use the term way back to millions. But actually, the term is only used when they translate it. The numerical number, they only use the word thousands in that day. But actually, it goes beyond 20,000 and thousands. It goes down millions and millions. Hallelujah. 20,000, millions and millions of angels. How many people we got in the earth? We got 8 billion. Well, my goodness, then we got to have how many billion angels? Wow.
Amen.
Wow. And some people who have a ministry have to have so many angels to protect them. And they may have a camp of angels. If you're into a certain type of ministry, like deliverance and healing or going overseas where demons power, you have to have a myriad of angels to protect you, to preserve you. Well, glory to God anyhow. I'm so glad about it. Let's go to Hebrew. Let's move on to Hebrew chapter 12. He said there's so many angels, chariots. They're in chariots, man. Who was that saw the angels? Elijah opened the eyes of his servant and said, look, and he saw all these angels. So he was wondering why Elijah was not afraid. He said, Jehovah, open the eyes of my servant. Let him see why I'm not worried. And he opened his eyes in the top of the mountain. He saw all these chariots of angels. Hallelujah to God. Let's go. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 22.
Hebrews 12 and 22. The word said, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
Now listen, I don't care how many demons there is in the earth. There's much more angels of God. Let me go over that again, because I know you all don't understand. I don't care how many demons walking up and down in the earth, and around your neighborhood, there's more than sufficient of the angels of God, much more. They outnumber them in power and wisdom and in strength. We got more for us than the devil got on his side. Can I get a shout there, brother?
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I said we got more on our side than they that be against us. My God, do you know the damage one angel can do when he come? Just one. Shatakapa. Well, God has given us more than one, and many people have more than one encircled and camp round about them. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. All right, so many angels. Let's look on. Let's go back to Psalms. Psalms 103. Psalms 103, verse 20.
The word of God says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
What do you get out of that, brother? Three things underlined. The angels are assigned to do. And those three important things that we need to hear while we are in tune to heaven tonight. Three important things. What did he say?
He said that bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength. Number one, that do his commandments. Number two, and that hearken unto the voice of the word.
So what is that? What encouraging is that so encouraging to the believers?
Well, especially to hearken unto the voice of his word, that, you know, what God's word command, even that the rights and privileges that he has given unto us through his word, that the angels is to operate and answer according to his word on our behalf.
You know, it's so important that the believers understand what they got available to them. Let's say it again.
Right.
The covenant New Testament believers need to be aware what the Lord Jesus has made available, which they don't know, which has been made available for their deliverance and their protection, and their guidance. They don't know and understand the promises and the covenant of God, that all those that are in Christ in particular and our covenant, there are benefits and privileges and advantages that God has given us as believers that are greater than the powers of darkness and evil. He says, to hearken, these angels are not weak, so they're not afraid of devils and demons and problems. And they have, some of them are so strong and mighty that one angel can probably knock 50, 100, 200 demons and scatter them with the sword of their power. Listen. He said they are hearkening to the voice of the word. So when the saints begin to release the word of God in prayer, they move the angels into action. Let me say this again. When the saints of God begin to pray and release the word of God, the promises of God, and release them in faith, the angels begin to move. Hallelujah. Did anybody hear?
Amen. Amen.
Is anybody listening out there?
I believe they are.
When you as a believer, a covenant believer, in Hebrews said they are, then are they not all ministering angels to minister to those that err of salvation? Now, you can't command the angels directly, but you can release them through the promise of the word. Hallelujah. Did you get that? You can release them when they hear the promise of the word. They move. I said they move in your behalf. I just thought I'd mention that just in case somebody didn't know. Now, you can't do like the Catholic Church, bail down and pray to no angels and all that kind of stuff and pray to the saints. That's abomination. Abomination. Praying to, trying to release, pray to the saints, dead saints and all that stuff, that's abomination. That's divination. Okay, let's go a little further. You know that angels, Let's go to the Acts chapter 5, and then we have to get to finding the sisters on this line. They freed Peter, and the apostle was put in jail. You mean then they can break into jails, brother?
Oh, yeah, they
can. You know, wait a minute now. They just can break into jails and
break
set
in
you free?
Break you out, brother. Break you out of it, too.
Break you out. Oh, my God. When you own the king's business. I said, when you own
right.
the king's business. When you own the king's business. Let's go to Acts chapter 5, verse 17 and 20. Acts chapter 5. These are the deliverance angels. These are the ministering and deliverance angels. Acts chapter
Amen.
5, verse 17. Verse 17 to verse 20.
It said, then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life.
You got to verse 20?
That's right. Yep, that was verse 20.
The angels, they put the apostles, and the angels came in and loosed them, didn't they?
Amen.
We got some angels breaking prison bars and going into we might need that in America after a while, brother. I know that it's inevitable. We might actually meet this. Now, remember when Peter was in jail by himself and they was getting ready to kill him, and they had him chained to angels, chained to the prisoners, and the angel came in and the book of them said, rise, Peter. And the prison door opened and he said, go. And wow, we got something special
Amen.
Going on here. Do you remember when the angel fed Elijah and he was on a 40-day fast and the angel came and gave him some angel food and gave
yeah.
him, he was hungry after 40 days, and the angel found him? Hallelujah! And the reverend the raven brought him bread by morning and by evening, and he got some
yeah.
angel's food. And then the angel came and said, rise, Elijah, and eat. And the angel cooked some meal for him, and he ate. And he went into strength of that for 40 days, angel's food. And you know, the children of Israel, the angels, they ate angel's food out there. And I believe in the last days, when the hunger hit, we're going to see some miracles like this happen to certain people, where food is just going to be in your refrigerator. Food going to be in your icebox. It's just going to appear. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, we see that the Lord has got his angels, brother, to work. Now, angels are also used as special messengers. Gabriel is God's special messenger. He's an archangel, one of the highest in the presence of God. And he's used in the Bible, and his name is mentioned, because he's a special messenger, a high archangel that stands in the very presence of God, the very presence around the throne. Now, every angel are not seated around the throne, but Michael and Gabriel are mentioned in particular because of the special position as they are, as messenger, and Michael as a warring angel. Michael is the chief warring, and it seems that Gabriel is the chief messenger that God used. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, if anybody out there, we've got a lot more talk about the angels of our deliverance. Right now, around your house, in your dwelling place, saints, there's angels of God. Now, the demons are walking up and down in the earth seeking who they may devour. When they see the blood around your house and the blood upon your life and the word of God around you, and every evening as you put the blood of Jesus, revelation over your house, and the third chapter of Exodus, and when you release the blood, the atoning blood around you, over your children, loose the ring of fire, release the angel of God who always behold the face of his children. You release them to be where they ought to be in Jesus' name. So I'm glad that we got to share a little part about the angels and their assignment that God has given that is a benefit to the saints who need not be in fear. Okay. Anyone want to join us out there?
Let's welcome on Sister Anderson. God bless you, Sister Anderson.
God bless you, brothers. God bless you. Thank God for the angels that camped round and about me. Amen. And
amen.
You guys, I thank God for you. And I was praying earlier, and Brother Nate, I thank God. Well, I thank God for both of you, but Brother Nate, you know, the Lord just put on my heart in order to break through stony hearts. It's not just the word, but it's courage along with the word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yeah. So we got a lot of help us to accomplish the work of God, not only the Holy Spirit, but we got the angels of the Lord, woo, by thousands.
Amen.
We got more help, but we're not utilizing it, and we don't know that we have it. It's available, and you don't know how to release this help. And because we're not releasing what God has promised, we don't get it. God wants to heal and deliver and deliver a lot of people, but they're not releasing it. So you got to walk in a certain atmosphere for these things to work. Many of these signs don't work. Saints suffer some things because they don't know the promises of God, and they don't release them over their lives. Hallelujah. I know it's very important that you release the promises of God and the benefits of God. And if you don't learn what is available to you, it's like you don't know you got $1 million in the bank, and you don't know it's there. And you don't go and draw on it, you won't benefit it. Okay? It's available to you. It's yours in your name. And if you don't learn, and this is why people are ignorant. Paul said, I will not have you ignorant of the promises of God. And because many things are available to us to help us in this life, we fail to utilize the things that God has made available to us. There are so many angels. The demons, in spiritual warfare, we learn about the demons and the activities and what they do. But we need to know what's available to us that we don't have to walk in fear.
Amen.
Yes. You don't have to walk in fear. Now one of the things, I will say this, sister, in the 19th chapter of Revelation, verse 10, we find out that the angels of God will not accept worship. Not the angels of God. They won't accept worship.
Amen.
And many people try to worship angels and saints and dead saints and all that kind of stuff, statues they got in their home, a saint, so on. So that's, what kind of worship is that?
Amen.
And you see people got little candles, and they're praying to this angel, to this saint, and they're lighting a candle and praying, oh, Saint so-and-so, help me. And this angel prayed at Michael, they prayed, and what is this called? We people that are misinformed or deceived in thinking that that's the will of God, they praying to dead people, dead saints and angels, and they got statues and got little candles, and these people don't know what they're opening to their lives. They don't know what they're opening the realm they're into. If they knew, they wouldn't be doing it. I believe that honest-hearted people who have been taught these things are opening a spiritual realm which is not of God. But the angels of the Lord hearken unto his voice of his word. Hallelujah. When we release the promise and the word of God over our lives, they hear the voice. The angels hear the voice of his word, Brother Nate. And they rescue and deliver.
Amen. Brother, we want to welcome all Sister Helen, too. God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless. Amen.
God bless. Welcome,
bless
dear one.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I guess you, the angel must have tapped you on the shoulder, made you come on or something, and you just sit back there.
I was listening in.
Thank you, Jesus. I was thinking about the 13th chapter of is that Hebrew where it says, "Be careful how you street deal with strangers." So some of you have entertained your angels. Do you know that angels? We have met angels, and they look like human beings. They're in the form of human beings, and they're among us. They are walking among us. And it said, be very careful how you deal with strangers, because some of you have entertained angels unaware. And I know that we have entertained angels unaware, and we're not unaware. And many of us, hallelujah, because the promises of God are real. If he says that the angels are in the earth like thousands and millions with chariots, and their assignment, they have a special assignment. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
And just about all of us have encountered angels unaware. And then we, some have unaccounted angels aware that they were angels. Okay. So go ahead, sister. You all go ahead.
Amen. Well, I thank God, and this is so true, because I know, you know, I know the word. I believe the word that I've entertained angels and wasn't aware there was angels, but I also know that I have had angels visit me, and I knew I was aware of it. I can tell a testimony about when I felt that I found out afterwards that it wasn't the lowest point in my life, but at the time I thought it was the lowest point in my life. And I had a visiting angel come to me. And I'm telling you, when he was done with me, I was so mounted up in the Spirit of the Lord, and I just thank God for it. So there have been times when the Lord has stepped in and sent angels, and the angels have spared my life. I mean, spared my life. And I was aware. And I also know that there was times when I was unaware, and I thank God for it. And thank God for the word, you know. But it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing in my life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
The angels, Lord, are released as warriors, some of them, to fight for us. See, there's so much demon attacking to destroy us. They also are released as protectors. As protectors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it says? In 91st Psalms, the angels encamp and at least we dash our foot against the stone. So they are also released to protect us and uphold us and deliver us as we walk in the Lord. So the angels are, and he talks about in Psalms 91 about the loose we dash out for this, against the stone. So many times our lives have been delivered and we knew it not. And sometimes we were aware that God made us aware. Sometimes the angels will visit us in our dreams or vision and speak to us, just like they did to Joseph. Angels will visit you in your dream or in your visions also. And then sometimes they'll come to you in person, and you'll see the glory, them in their glory. Then sometimes they appear to you not in their glory. They appear as just human people. So but sometimes they appear in their glorified spiritual body, and just like they appeared to Daniel, just like they appeared to Zechariah's father, Zechariah. And they still have so much power and light that sometimes you can't stand in their presence because the light and the glory abound there. And so Brother Dre's often received the angel's message, and he says that when he was the angel would be so, he said, "I have to leave so you can get your strength back." They carry so much power and light that a human cannot stand in their presence without falling out or falling down from the light of their presence. So that's why Brother Dre often said the messenger angel would he would have to leave because he could not stand in his presence as a human. Yeah. He had to come back until he regained his strength.
Amen.
Yeah. Do you know when you pray a lot, angels minister to you? Do you know when Jesus was in that garden, the angels came and ministered to him afterwards? He was going for a trial. If they ministered to Jesus, they would minister to the body of Christ in their need. Hallelujah. I know it's true. I know it's true. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. I know that I've been going certain places, and the angel of the Lord has spoken to me and said, "Go this way. Don't go this way."
Wow.
The angel of the Lord spoke to me and said, "Watch that person. Look. Yeah. Be aware of this." Hallelujah. So let's be spiritual conscious. So we'll be aware of the direction. So sometimes the Lord will give the angels to give us direction to the life. They're also given sometimes to give us a message from God, and sometimes they give us a direction that we need for our life. We pray for direction. Sometimes God will have the angel in your dream or in your vision to speak to you. and give you direction and answer to your life. Hallelujah. I know it's true.
Amen. Amen.
We got about 9 minutes left, bro.
Got how many?
Got 9 minutes.
How many, bro? Okay.
9 minutes.
Now, 9 minutes. Okay.
Amen.
Well, sisters, do you want to utilize 3 minutes apiece to do anything special that the Lord put on your heart? Give you, I'll give you 4 minutes each. If you want to say any particular thing that you want to utilize.
Amen. I like to speak up. I thank God and I praise the Lord. And I want to thank him, you know, just to give this word to God, that I had a person to call me up and said that it had been weeks since they had talked to me or seen me, and they were just calling to check on me. And the words that they used want to make sure that I didn't have corona. I said, well, let me tell you this. I don't have corona, and I'm not getting corona because I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I said, so
amen.
I'm not getting corona. So you don't have to call and check on me about that. Now, I don't mind you calling and check on me, but you don't have to call and check on me about that because I am dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. And I thank God.
Amen.
And
they were just concerned, sister, that's all. They were just concerned, you know. People are sometimes concerned, you know. That's good. That's good that people are concerned about one another. And that's, you know, it's just that they don't, as long as they don't release a spirit of fear upon you or you know, people just be concerned about one another, and that's good, you know. You don't have to give place to anything. Go ahead. Oh, sister Helen.
I thank the Lord for the word that went forth on tonight. You know, and I say, Lord, you know, for this time, because this is a great time, and, you know, and even though, you know, the things that is going on all around us, you know, the Lord is giving us the opportunity, you know, to be able to continue, you know, to share the gospel, you know, of Jesus Christ, you know, with his people at this time. And you know, and tell them, you know, about the things, you know that is to come, and like I went into my cabinet and I took and I got my pamphlets out in my of the Book of Romans and St. John, and I put a stack of them like in my car, and I was saying that, you know, that as I ride and if I come in contact with someone, you know, I can be able to share, you know, the word of God with them, you know, at this time. And, you know, even with our family, even with our children, you know, to let them know, you know, what is happening. And, and it's like it's time now, you know, it's to surrender your life to Christ. And you know what? And I thank God. And I believe that in this time, that God is going to send a revival into the hearts of his people.
Yeah.
Even with all of this that's going on, because they are so troubled now, and you can share the word of God with them. And I had so many, you know, to text me and I pray with them, and we send in scriptures, you know, back and forth, you know, to different ones. And I just thank the Lord. You know that he'll lie.
Amen.
Amen.
An opportune, an open door. This is a time of open door.
Yeah.
And people are open. So use the opportunity to bear witness about the need of Jesus Christ being Lord in your life. Every opportunity you can is an open door. God is using this as an open opportunity door. So every person, telephone, readily said, oh, this is the time to make a decision. This is the time.
Yeah.
This is why God got all the children, got all the people in the houses. That's why they got one saved person. That's why in every house, the devil do not want one saved person. He do not want one redeemed person. But that one redeemed person, now they got all their children in the house quarantined. And you got to ask yourself, what are you quarantined to give them and give yourself? Why are God permitting this, you to be quarantined? What is it that he wants you to hear, and what does he want you to give to your family? See,
amen.
That's what we got to look at. Don't look at this other stuff.
Amen.
You're missing God's point. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, tonight is a glorious opportunity. Be using this man-made pandemic virus made by man. Influenced by the devil. And God has permitted it and allowed it. That many will come to know their need in Christ.
Amen.
Find hope in Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask you to release your angel, release your angels, ministering spirits, to begin to minister to people in every place. Shaka. Release your warring angels to fight for those women. They're in terrible places in different lands, in Turkey and Sudan and Africa and Northern and Lebanon and suffering in the Philippines, Ukraine. Let the ministering angels begin to minister to those that are in prison for your name's sake, for your word's sake. Let the angels come upon them and comfort them and even deliver them. Let the warring angels beat back the powers of darkness over the lands where the women are crying and weeping for their children and their husbands. Let the spirit of power of God be released. Let the warring angel release their sword to turn back the evil over their nation, over their home. Release the sword. Let the angels of war, who are thousands and thousands, begin to be activated, Lord Jesus, to work to overthrow the evil over our nation, over our city, over our community, over our homes. Round the home, release the sword of the enemy around my neighborhood. Release the let the angel push back the powers of darkness and deliver. That the hearts of people be opened to receive salvation in Jesus' name. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the angel with healing in his wings rise upon many. To the sunlight of righteousness, send his angels to rise upon them with deliverance and healing. This day, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for the angels of the Lord encamp round us that fear the Lord, and we need not fear. We need not worry. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for this blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, Lord said the same tomorrow night, another Heart to Heart. For Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Lee with Brother Nate, Sister Tegan, and Sister Anderson. We love you all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.